Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America party. If you lasted through that, you did good. Okay, and the Spirit of America party book. If you want to know how to save your country, you get the book. We have all the rules and regulations for a complete takeover. Nonviolent and completely within the law. Are you picking this up, NBC? Are you going to cut it up and change the words around? Like you do to all of the Tea Party boys. Our topic tonight is colleges are the source of violence. It is time for college-free zones. Now, have you noticed all the violence, all the shootings taking place in the colleges? Now, guns have been around a long time. Why is it just now that the shootings are taking place in the colleges? We got to look and try to find out the source of that madness. I don't know what it is. Maybe we got to take a look at campus life. Some of the fights are over girls. Maybe the boys and girls should have separate colleges. Maybe we got to go back to being clean cut. Yeah, time to investigate campus life and find the source of violence. Is it drugs? Is it Maoism? Does grammar school Ritalin kick in a violent 10 years later? Is it pent-up frustration from not being allowed a communist revolution? Are these children, are these videos? Is it video games? Is it all of the blood and violence that Hollywood promotes? The same Hollywood that uses guns and drugs in all their movies and plays the race card in all their movies. Yes, that communist Hollywood. Is it children of divorced families suffering from divorce, PTSD? Will students turn on their professors and Pol Pothead them? You know what Pol Pothead did, don't you? He marched the 4 million Cambodians into the jungle. And to save money on bullets, he killed them with sledgehammers. And all the skulls were piled up in one pile, and all the glasses were piled up in another pile. So what are we going to do? Are we going to go to Brazil? I'd read this little article. You know that the last uranium mine in the United States, I think it's being closed. But the Russians have got 35% of all American uranium, and they can mine it. Yeah, check that one out. I might have my story mixed up, but I sort of got that impression. What bothers me, I never knew the State Department had control over all American land and could make land deals. I didn't know that. I don't like that. This is from the Conservative Tribune on 10/1/2015. Breaking, world leader accuses Obama of treason on the floor of the United Nations. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner announced that her nation had been approached by an Obama official with a request that Argentina provide enriched nuclear fuel to the Islamic Republic of Iran. And it doesn't, I was looking for a date. Oh, yeah, I see it down here. I'll tell you the date is 2010. 2010, that's how long this guy has been working to take our country down. So he hit the ground running when he got here, man. He's done a lot of damage, and a lot of damage we haven't seen the results of yet. In question was Gary Samore, former White House, that could be Gary Samore also, former White House coordinator of arms control and weapons of mass destruction, who did not dispute the seemingly outrageous claim and has been open about his opposition to the nuclear agreement currently worked out between Obama and Iran. Kirchner said that Samore wanted Argentina to provide nuclear fuel to Iran, ostensibly to counter Iran's excuse that they needed nuclear fuel for their reactors, removing the impetus for them to continue their own uranium enrichment program. Kirchner stated that the deal fell through when her government asked for the request in writing to abide by proper protocol, at which point the issue was dropped and Kirchner never heard from Sagamore again about it. For his part, Samore released a statement admitting that he had, in fact, traveled to Argentina in 2010 and made the request. Though he insulated the incident was no big... Oh, he insinuated the incident was no big deal. In fact, Samore went on to explain how after Argentina balked at the deal, he subsequently approached France and Russia with a similar proposal in which Iran would send their low enriched uranium to Russia, which would further enrich it before sending it along to France. France would in turn finish converting the enriched uranium into nuclear reactor fuel, sending it back to Iran for its own use, ostensibly preventing the Islamic Republic from weaponizing its uranium stockpiles. The deal fell through, according to Samore, leading to the 2010 UN resolution that the increased economic sanctions on Iran, ultimately bringing them to the bargaining table for the horrible deal Obama eventually worked out with John Kerry. So, take it for what it's worth. I think the best uranium deal was done by the ex-president of the United States, Bill Clinton, where he got a very sizable commission. Nobody knows the real size. But I believe at the time they were talking $100 million. He introduced a Canadian businessman to the president of Kazakhstan. And the president of Kazakhstan wanted something from Clinton, so Clinton was in the driver's seat. And I think the president of Kazakhstan wanted to be taken off some list, you know, like terrorist list. what happened was that Kazakhstan has uranium. So this businessman from Canada made a deal with the president of Kazakhstan for millions and millions of dollars of uranium. And I said to myself, why is a Canadian businessman buying a uranium from Iran when Canada has all the uranium they need? And I think the end result was it was to sell to the Iranians. Uranium for the Iranian. And it was closer to ship from Kazakhstan to Iran, and I guess they couldn't ship it from Canada. So Bill got a nice commission on that. I thought I heard $111 million. Not bad for a day's work, huh? Introducing A to B. Unbelievable. Okay. Let's see what we got here to play for you. I don't want to give you 6 minutes of music. It's like a turn off. They say people aren't getting married in churches anymore. Well, that's their loss, because you need God to bless your marriage. It's the biggest partnership you'll ever enter into. That's closest to you and ask God to bless your marriage, because he's the only guy that can help you. Nobody else can. Oh, here's a little story. It's a joke a priest told last Sunday in church. It was about Genesis, you know, where God created all the animals and man wasn't happy. And he says, I got to create something that would make man happy. So he took a rib from man, and he created woman. And so that's the story of, you know, the beginning of the relationship between man and woman, and the two shall become one. And I'm looking at somebody going through, they were doing divorces, and the And who was it? Somebody was going through a divorce, and his wife had a different name than he did. You know, one of those, she's got three names and none of them are his. And I said, that's what happened. That's why that marriage didn't work out, because the two never became one. She should have taken his name. And it really cracked me up. I can't remember who it was, but he was a well-known celebrity. So anyway, so Adam is talking to God, and he says, you know, I could really use a mate. And God said, well, I can give you woman. And she is most beautiful. She is most intelligent. She will do everything you ask. She will cook for you. She will sew for you. She will never have a headache. And she is just the ultimate gift. And Adam says, how much is this woman going to cost? And God said, an arm and a leg. And he says, what can I get for a rib? You like that? Okay. All right, so here's what we got here. This is a Tea Party site. There's two guys always dueling on it. One guy calls himself a lieutenant colonel retired, and he knows everything about the military and why a revolution won't work. And so, because people are talking revolution on this website. Don't worry about it, because I'm sure it's monitored already by the Obama EPA. Yeah. Or the DOJ, the Department of Jerks. But anyway, one guy's name is the Colonel. And his opposition, who tries to straighten him out and won't let him get away with anything, he has a real cool name. His name is Mangus Colorado, which I believe was an Apache chief. American Indians are very interesting, and we know very little about them. We don't know who the tribes are, where they were located, but there are websites that you can go on, and they'll show a whole map of the United States and which Indian tribes were where. You know that the Dutch bought Manhattan for $24 from, I think it was the Powhatan Indians. And you know they never lived in Manhattan. They just happened to be coming through that day, and they made a deal. Said, sure, you want this to take this whole island, you could have the $24. So, anyway, the Mangus Colorado is replying to the Colonel. And this is what Mangus is saying. Colonel, you are an Alinsky progressive. Deny, deny. Then restate the issue with your twists and turns. And then insult the other person. Then blame them for calling names equals get real, you're not fooling anyone, on the many boards you roam like the black robes. You are a phony person that cries foul like Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. That's who it was Harry Reid's wife. She's got a different name. Her name is not Reid. And they're both suing a rubber band company. Because Harry was doing a workout with rubber bands, and the band snapped, and it caused him to bang his head and hurt his eye. And they're suing for loss of services, that he can no longer service his wife. And I didn't even know. I thought he was married to a cow. Because I have, he was doing cattle rustling, and I thought he was capturing a bride. As a matter of fact, there's a bit I do where there's a cow mooing, and he's on his honeymoon. But anyway, yeah, it's Harry and his wife, and they're suing. I had a situation once where somebody sued my company. And they used that routine. The guy was a school bus driver, and he happened to have his wife on the bus. And they had an accident with one of our drivers, and he sued for loss of sexual performance. And the wife was saying that, you know, she could no longer have sex with her husband. And I said, you know what we got to do? We got to bring somebody in to prove that. But anyway. Okay, so Mangus says, come on, man up and answer. Which groups you read? JBS, Eagle Forum, and Pull Dios Hulda? I have read and debated them all, and you use their words and phrases. So that's how there's a guy exposing another guy on a blog site. You never know. You know, look at all of the conservatives that were elected by the Tea Party and betrayed the Tea Party. I think they had 11 guys. They got elected, and the 11 guys, as soon as they got to Washington, turned rhino. It is really sad. Well, that's what happens. Love doesn't always go the way you think it will.
John's in love with Joe.
John's in love with Joe. Joe's in love with Jim. Jim's in love with someone who's not in love with him. What was meant to be must be. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. Life's a funny thing when it comes to love. You don't always conquer the one you're dreaming of. As they say in old Paris, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. Those who fall in love agree, it's the unsolved mystery. No one's gonna cry, though he stole her love from me. C'est la vie,
listening to Mark Levin. Mark Levin is a guide on. You know, everybody lines up on a guide on. He's the guide on for the conservative party. He is excellent. There's nobody better. And he called out Peter King tonight. Peter King is the phony from Long Island, and he turned out, and Mark accused him. He says he never goes on anybody's show but Joe Scarborough Unfair. And he goes on with Wolf Blitzer, but he never goes on real conservative shows. And Petey King is a rhino, big time. Mark's a little, I think Mark's a little wrong on this. He says Petey King has part of Staten Island. I don't think so. I don't think he has anything to do with Staten Island. He only has Long Island. If he has Staten Island, nobody knows it out here. I could tell you that right now. But he's no good. He's a head of intelligence, and he gets all his intelligence from Marvel comic books. He is bad news. He shouldn't be in the position of power. Speaking of power, they're struggling for who's going to be the next Speaker of the House. And some people don't like Webster, and some people don't like Chavez. And that there was two of the three, and the third one has dropped out, the guy that was supposed to get it. And now they're talking about Paul Ryan. But Mark Levin just brought up that he's been endorsed by Guterres, the communist, out on the West Coast. So if Guterres, the communist, wants Ryan, we don't want Ryan. And now they're also talking about bringing back Newt Gingrich, because you don't have to be a congressman to be Speaker of the House. So I say it should be Joe DiPlomo. If it don't have to be a congressman, give it to somebody that you can trust. I do like this lady that nobody's talking about. Her name is Marsha Blackburn. And it wouldn't be a bad idea to give it to a woman so that when the Democrats start to go nasty, we can always accuse them of being anti-feminine. Marsha Blackburn, look into her, see if she would make a good Speaker of the House. What else we got to talk about? What else was Mark saying? Mark is really hot to trot on getting the right guy. And he says that the rhinos treat the Tea Party and the conservatives like crap. And we got 40 conservatives that we can count on. So, let's see what else we got. Obama may bypass Congress, impose an order for gun background checks. That's all this guy is doing, is bypassing Congress. He might go to Russia, to the Duma. Maybe that's where he gets all his legislation. UN climate change is a joke. Did you see the hearing with Ted Cruz? And he had the head of the Sierra Club there. And this guy was no more the head of the Sierra Club than I was the head of the Knights of Pythias. This guy is totally unqualified to be the head of a conservation group. He thinks conservation is a camp where Hitler put people. It's unbelievable, man. Everything that Ted Cruz asked him, he had to lean over his shoulder and talk, get the words to reply with a lawyer. It was like he was taking the fifth. But instead of that, he was saying 93% of all scientists agree it's global warming. 93% of all scientists in the whole world. Yeah, and he kept going back to that. Ted Cruz could have said to him, what time is it? He'd say 93% of all scientists. Yeah, who do you like in the game tonight? 93% of all scientists. A joke, man. We got all the wrong people in power. And if we flush the toilet, we'd be ahead of the game. So, here's a list. I got a list here. Will Obama violate law by implementing Iran nuclear deal? That's the question. Obama will violate law by implementing the Iran nuclear deal, the senior officials say. That would be good news. They got a picture of Obama in a Hitler hat with a red star on it. It's unbelievable. For 200 years, the Constitution has been misunderstood. My executive orders will straighten all that out. Yeah, he's got a pen and a phone. Senior U.S. officials have said anonymously, no cuñones, that the Obama administration will violate federal law by implementing the Iran nuclear agreement. A sanction relief provision included in the deal, see, they call it a deal. This is not a deal. You know what a deal is? A deal is when two parties benefit. There's only one party benefiting on this deal. That directs the U.S. to allow foreign subsidiaries of U.S. business to engage in activities with Iran. That's where the U.S. Chamber of Communist, the U.S. Chamber of Communist Commerce comes in. They're spending $100 million to destroy the Conservative Party. And this is what they want: Cuban cocaine, and they want Russian nuclear sales. If Tehran abides by the deal stipulations, violates a law signed by President Obama in 2012 that closed this foreign subsidiary loophole, whatever that means, then they go into regulations and rules. Death to America. If that's what it takes to get this deal done, they got a picture of the Ayatollah negotiating with Obama. And the Ayatollah saying, death to America. And Obama saying, well, if that's what it takes to get this deal done, we did it in Benghazi, we can do it in New York. To all of New York. Wait, well, I want to hear the mayor make that announcement. Yeah, the mayor's making fun of Donald Trump. Wait till he finds out he can't get a cab. And here's the comments. Impeach this POS or arrest him for treason. There is one more alternative. I'm not going there. Next guy says, with extreme prejudice. It's unbelievable, man. But you know what? You don't want to be hunted when the hunt begins. I tell you that right now. Yeah. There's two people that are most threatened by life and can be very dangerous. The person that has nothing to lose and the person that has everything to lose. So, having said that, we'll run to a tune. Oh, and this one we'll put out there for all the victims of the college violence.
How great thou art.
Here's another headline. Court blocks Obama's water rule nationwide. A federal court ruled Friday that President Obama's regulation to protect small waterways from pollution cannot be enforced nationwide. In a 2-1 ruling, the Cincinnati-based Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit delivered a stinging defeat to Obama's most ambitious effort to keep streams and wetlands clean, saying it looks likely that the rule dubbed Waters of the United States is illegal. We conclude that petitioners have demonstrated a substantial possibility of success on the merits of their claims, explaining that the EPA's new guidelines for determining whether water is subject to federal control, so it was a grab, federal government grab, and so they're giving it a stay. And here's a comment. The POS and the Rainbow House would like to have all of us under federal control. Just another part of Agenda 2030. Monsanto wants all the food rights and the feds want all the water rights. Big corporations and big government controlling the population. That's 2 out of 3 biological needs. Bob says, if you're Obama and his minions, just to ignore any decision not to their liking. Time to hang the lot of them for treason. There's going to be a big repercussion in this country. He's just got to take his time and ticking everybody off. People in Oregon turned out with signs, go home, Obama. Europe riots, mass outrage over mass immigration. Yeah, and Saudi Arabia offered Europe a mosque for every 1,000 Muslims. I told you I watched the Battle of Vienna when the Ottoman Turks planned to invade Vienna, Austria, and then march down the boot of Italy and turn the Vatican, St. Peter's, into a mosque. They're probably doing that right now. Clemson University apologizes for serving Mexican food. Why would you have to do that? Did you see the Colombian girl that jumped up on the stage and praising Trump, and he autographed her magazine? Did you see that? It was the funniest thing. And her English is not that good, but her American is fantastic. I love this country. I love to hear that. I don't like to hear, I love this country because everything's free. I have 19 social security numbers. No, but this girl, she sounds like a worker, and she's in love with Trump. Trey Gowdy pens scathing letter to top Benghazi committee Democrat. That's got to be, let me see if that's the real rat from Ferguson. Yeah, it's the guy that lives in Ferguson, Missouri. The story was more or less lost in the noise of yesterday's palace intrigue, but it's too important to simply let die. Do yourself a favor and click through Gowdy's letter. Before proceeding any further, read the entire thing. It's extraordinary on several levels. First, Gowdy summons his prosecutorial vigor to absolutely demolish the ranking Democrat on the House Select Committee on Benghazi. Democrats have seized upon erstwhile Speaker-in-Waiting Kevin McCarthy's ill-advised comments to try to shut down the panel's probe, a continuation of their ongoing partisan efforts to dismiss its focus as a phony scandal. Nothing phony about murdering 4 Americans. You had a gunship a C-130 gunship that you could call up to take out a hospital in Afghanistan, but you couldn't get a C-130 gunship to Americans trapped in Benghazi. You couldn't get a fighter jet over Benghazi in a half an hour from Ariano Air Force Base. You let four guys die because it was politically correct. And you could lie about it after they were, all the witnesses were dead. Yeah, and that's what you did. You murdered them. Who was the last one to hang up the phone? Who hung up? Who was the next to last one to hang up the phone? Who was there and who wasn't there? Gowdy has been unsparing in his rejection of McCarthy's since abandoned characterization and unflagging in his defense of the committee's work. McCarthy might have done that deliberately. The Democrats might be holding infidelity over his head. You know, the KGB is trained to do that. They get the goods on all of these people. And then they go to work for the Soviets. In response to Democrat Elijah Cummings' endless attacks and accusations, the South Carolina Republican drops the hammer. This is his letter. Your public posture, however, has been quite the opposite. For months you have done nothing but write letters dripping with vitriol and baseless allegations, driven, one would reluctantly conclude, by the desire to create a false partisan narrative. Your Democrat colleagues and you have contributed nothing substantially to the committee's investigation over the past 17 months. You have not requested a single new witness, nor have you made one single document request to any executive branch agency. In fact, your committee members have appeared infrequently at witness interviews, sometimes staying only long enough to apologize to the witness, ask questions about Secretary Clinton, and then address the media. I cannot, nor would I make any member participate in an interview. I would simply ask that if you're not going to participate, at least do not distort the motives and actions of those who do. Further, it is you, not the Republicans, who have selectively leaked information to promote your own false narrative that this committee is political, or protect Democrat political figures when it is in fact Democrats and you are the ones who have treated the committee as political from the outset. This is glaringly obvious. No testimony has been disclosed from people interviewed who were on the ground or from national security professionals. Instead, the only leaks have been regarding Democrat political figures, and their initial stories have all selectively disclosed a testimony to fit with Democrat political narratives. Your letter from Monday is completely disingenuous in attempting to criticize Republicans for leaks and mischaracterizing testimony while at the same time leaking part of this transcript because the politics of doing so were apparently too good for you to pass up. Miss Mills' attorney, whom I hold in high regard, and I did have a handshake deal that we would treat the interview in a confidential manner. That seemed only fair to both the committee and Miss Mills. No sooner had I begun to walk up the stairs to the Capitol minutes after Miss Mills finished her interview than a reporter repeated back to me, clearly verbatim, portions of her testimony favorable toward Secretary Clinton. I am convinced this information could only have come from Democrat members or those associated therewith. So they're trying to kill this because when the truth about Benghazi comes out, Hillary's going to jail. She's either going to get Martha Stewart's old cell or she's going to be in bunking in with O.J. and she's going to have to bake him cookies because O.J. got caught stealing cookies in prison and they put another 10 years on his sentence. He got 50 years for stealing baseball cards and now he's got another 10 years for stealing cookies. I'm only kidding, but it's fun, isn't it? Isn't it any wonder? okay. I'm on a pro-life website, lifenews.com, and they got a picture of Kelsey Grammer wearing a pro-life T-shirt. You know what it says on the T-shirt? Would it bother us more if they used guns? That'll really get them going, won't it? And then they have one there that's a bad girl, Kathy Griffin. And she says she wants to personally pap smear Carly Fiorino for exposing Planned Parenthood. There's nothing planned about cutting a little baby up and selling body parts. That's not planned. That's a day's work. Well, they got a lot of... They're good people. You know, it must be hard when you got a good cause that everybody's against. And it must be hard to stand your ground. So, let's see what else we got in the news. It is really sad to see what they're doing in these chop shops. Wait till that movie comes out about Kermit Gosno. I mean, that guy, he was drowning them in toilets. Yeah. People are going to be ashamed to be associated. With the pro-choice. There's no choice in pro-choice. You know, those kids are all on death row. Some of them just have a few days to live. Some of them get a few months. And I saw one that got me real sick the other day. It said, eyeballs are easy to remove. And that's all I had to say, man. I got pictures that would make your stomach turn. And I'm not collecting them because I'm an aficionado. I'm going to give you a tune. I'll be right back. This is dedicated to you.
This is dedicated to the one I
We're back. What are we going to do with this Democrat Party? We're going to identify them for what they really are? You know what they are. They're communists. Don't be afraid to say the word. I know you've been brainwashed. 40 years of communist brainwashing. I don't know what level you came in at, but you're being brainwashed. And we're going to have to undo all of that. Here's a little a reminder of what the price people paid so that we could be free. And you're giving it all away. Linseed Graham Cracker from South Carolina. I don't know how they could send him there. Richard Burr, he must be related to Aaron Burr. Yeah, now they want to take Alexander Hamilton off the $10 bill. Lamar Alexander. These are big rhinos. I think he's from Tennessee. Let's see who we got next here. We did Lindsay. Oh, they're taking me for a mortgage. You know, you hit the wrong arrow. You hit the wrong arrow. They get you, man. They get you. Table reservations. I said Richard Burr. And then I think I said Lamar Alexander. I think he's from Tennessee, Lamar Alexander. They're not saying where he's from. I don't know why they don't. Conservative report card. He's a member of the Gang of Eight. So was Marco Rubio. And that's why I don't support Marco Rubio. Who's the Gang of Eight? They voted for amnesty. Wait till we get half of Saudi Arabia here, and then you can do amnesty. You can do it from the minaret. Thad Cochran, this guy is no good. 40 days before 9/11, he voted to burn the flag. I believe he's from Mississippi. A rhino through and through. Yeah, he's from Mississippi. He never should have won the last election. I hit the wrong thing. Here we go. I hit the wrong thing. Now I gotta go all the way back in. We're gonna give you an old 50s tune when guys were worried if they were gonna marry a devil or an angel.
Devil or angel, I can't make up.
my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you. Like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel,
back. Okay. When I gave you Lindsey Graham, he was number 11. And then I gave you three others. Here is one, Shelley Moore Capito. Dean Heller. Bob Portman. And from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski. This is terrible. You can't even count on her to vote Republican. Kelly Ayotte, what a big disappointment she was, man. I was in her corner. And when they had that tragedy where that nut job killed 9 of the 12 apostles in that church, and that's what they were. They were apostles of God, and that's why he killed them. It had nothing to do with the rebel flag. He was wearing a Goldie's Gym T-shirt. Should they close all the Goldie's Gym gyms? Yeah, it had, it was a crazy, and the communists used it to strike the colors of the rebel flag, which is a veteran's flag. Mark Kirk is number two. And now, should we get a drum roll? We can't afford the drums. Okay. Put them on the list. Oh, God. From the state of Maine, she's one of the two cauldron. I call them the Cauldron Sisters. Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. This woman is a horror, man. She's an absolute horror. Maine, you got to do better than this. One term for termite, Maine. That should be your rule. You hard-working farmers up there, how can you let this woman come down here and make a mess? Susan Collins from the state of Maine. Don't even want to know. It's sad. Okay. Time's up. We're going to leave. And I'm going to leave you with a tune. We'll do the Duke of Dubuque. You ever hear the tune? That's a World War II tune. I'm the Duke of Dubuque. In other words, the guy is snowing everybody who he is. He's like, he's got a grand title.
I'm the Duke of Dubuque, but it looks like a thing. Understood that my credit is no good, no good, no good. I'm the Duke of Dubuque. me and tell me it ain't true. I've only got one answer. That answer's much to you. For now, au revoir. I must write the zeros off. I'm the Duke of the View. I'm descended from the Romanovs in Russia. In the books, my father was Tsarin's Russia. But he sailed away one day to the state of Iowa. And that's how you find me in the USA. I'm the crackers, I'm the cheese. Yeah, call them wolfhounds, if you please. Yes, I'm the Duke of the View. Yeah. No pork chops, no gravy for me. Yes, I'm the Duke of the View.
And if you don't believe me and tell me it ain't true, I've only got one answer. That answer's not to you. For now, what to do? Can you spare a buck or two?
I'm the Duke of the View. Yes, I'm a dude.